Blog Talk Radio.
Inner Sight Live, open mic. And before I say another word, I want to thank the people, or person, or whoever, who sent the donation to the PayPal. We got over $50 in donations. And I thank you so much for that. That will help to keep this show alive, for another month. It cost us $40 a month to run this program. So that will go to that and a few dollars extra. But I want people to know that we don't just do this program for us, the disabled. You see, the difference between us and a lot of the other groups, we're trying to help the average person who's burdened down with the taxes. I mean, just the nursing homes alone is horrible. You know, the medical for the disabled, the home health care, all these things could be offset and helped if these agencies would raise money. And they wouldn't have to hire fundraisers. They could get very well-qualified disabled people to volunteer. We would volunteer our time. Just in a site alone, we have at least half a dozen people who would be willing to do this, you know, and get some of this financial burden. You know, I've been to many meetings, and one of the things that really bothers me is that people keep asking the government for more money, more money, more money. That's why we're in this situation. You know, you have to get the burden off and put it. I mean, the government gives money to the agencies. That's our money. You know, we don't want to put those agencies out of business or hurt them. We want to help them by helping them to fundraise and lower the taxes on people. So that people won't have to. We don't need nursing homes in this country. A person can have their own apartment if they get ill. Yes, they may have to go to a hospital. I'm not crazy about hospitals, and I believe they've caused a lot of problems. But sometimes it's necessary. You have an emergency or whatever. You go in there and get out of there fast if you can, you know. But nursing homes we don't need. They're a waste of money. They abuse people. We saw recently how these politicians had all the millions of people on programs and wouldn't activate the programs and get them out into their own apartment. A lot of people could have been a hell of a lot safer. No system is perfect. No. But we believe we could have saved a lot of those people who caught a virus, and many of them died because they had pre-existing medical conditions and were frail and weak to begin with. So if you get rid of these nursing homes, put in a better system, and we have a proposal in that hopefully is going to go to the governor, and I don't know if he's going to grant it. You know, our proposal, which would help tremendously, doesn't call for the government to put up any more money. It calls for the government to create a mandate that the agencies must contribute to a fund, and the caretakers who are already putting in their time and not getting compensated enough, struggling. Many of them are struggling. And there's a lot of good caretakers, givers, whatever you want to call them. Our system would be set up to compensate the home attendant in such a way that, you know, we would pay one of their bills in accordance with what time they would donate in case the person needs more time than the state will allow. So it doesn't cost the state any money to do that. I've talked to several people, including our attorney and some of our members of our committee, and they all think it's a great idea. And Senator Boyle thinks it's a great idea. He's supposed to pitch it to the governor and see if he'll put it in the budget to mandate that every agency do fundraising and contribute to the fund. A lot of people want the fund administered by InnerSight. Well, I'm not going to fight with that. I don't care who it's administered by, as long as it's done the right way. I'm not here to fight. I'm here to help people. You know, we do enough fighting with these damn agencies because of the way they're set up. You know, why do we have to deal with a third person when we need help? You know, money comes from the government. The agency becomes the in-between. Why do we have to deal with an in-between? We don't need that in our lives. We got enough challenge trying to negotiate the streets and all that stuff. And that's, of course, another situation that we want to remedy. If we can get everything accessible, it'll open up jobs for millions of us. And there's more tax money there. See, disabled people can contribute to this country if the country would let us. They're stopping us by not making everything accessible and by not having a strict enforcement the way they have it for everything else. You know, person goes to work, let's say they ride the Long Island Railroad like I do. I go out, people coming from work get on the railroad, get to their destination, get in their car and go home. They don't have to think, am I going to be able to do this? Where am I? Am I going to encounter barriers? You know?
This is very true.
I mean, normal barriers is different than what we encounter. I'm not talking about there's an accident on the road and you got to yield to the fire trucks and all that. I'm talking about barriers that aren't coming down.
That's true.
So people don't have to deal with that. Why should we?
No, they don't.
That stops us from contributing to this country. And that's what the President of the United States has to realize. He wants us to contribute to this country. Get the damn barriers out of the way. Make it so I or anybody else can walk into a place and apply for a job and not have the question, how are you going to do this, how are you going to do that? It'll be there. Or with a phone call, it'll be there. Either way. If it's not there, the person should be able to call, and it should be put there. And the money should be raised.
That's correct.
And the split between the government and the agencies. Because the government's going to get the damn money back, the person pay taxes.
That's right. That's true.
And that's how the damn system should work. And that's what InnerSight is about. And that's what you're contributing to. Whoever sent that money to PayPal, I don't know who you are. I'd like to know who the people are. But that's what you're contributing to.
You're contributing
to a cause that is trying to help you and your family, not just disabled people. Understand what we're saying, world. Hear us. You know?
It's more than just, you know, you're contributing to, you know, getting a tax write-off, or more than just, you know, contributing
to. I'm not talking about tax write-off. I'm talking about.
Let me finish the
relief of the. Why should people have to pay these high taxes?
That's right. I'm gonna say.
And you can
about.
Still get a
it's
tax write-off when you donate
it's
to a nonprofit.
It's more than just that. What I'm saying, it's more than just that. It's a change. It's an evolution. It's something that's going to change, you know, how, you know, if God forbid you become disabled. It's that. It's more than just
that. Well, that too, yeah.
It's more than, yeah. It's all of that.
Of course, it would apply to all the millions of people.
You know?
We're helping.
Yes,
it's people helping people is what it is.
That's right. It's when you see, okay, somebody said to me, when you see somebody who is like down and out, you're not just going to walk over them. You're really not. You're going to lend a hand, aren't you?
Well, a lot of people
do. Well, that applies.
Yeah,
for the most part, yeah, they do. You know,
yeah.
But in certain circumstances, people say, oh, the government helps the disabled. No, they don't. Not in most circumstances. A lot of the income and the salaries that the disabled receive.
The government doesn't help us by keeping us down and by not making everything accessible.
I know. They date back. It dates back.
They're forcing us so that we can't work.
That's right.
They don't help us. They help the agencies. It's a big difference.
To World War II. It dates back to World War II. That's disgusting. That's despicable. It really is. It dates
back to
World War II.
There's
Come
no
on,
enforcement.
People.
There was no enforcement then, and there's no enforcement now.
No, there isn't.
That's why we're in a different age bracket.
That's right.
Enforcement.
We are
below. The main thing.
We are substandard. That means substandard means. You know, this is really sad. We are below slave wage. Okay, we are below slave wage. That's what substandard means. Okay?
What do you mean?
We can't
even get a job. What are you talking about, below
slave
wage?
That's right. We're below slave wage.
We're worse.
That's what it is. We're below.
You can't even get a
job
because you don't have accessibility.
No, we have nothing. We have nothing. We could sit and be a bump on a log. That's what we could be. That's what we are, and that's disgusting. To me, what I feel like I want to do daily is get up, go to a job, be productive, come back home, and have a life like everybody else. That's what I want, and I don't care.
Well, you have to have enforcement, otherwise you'll never have that.
Yes, and
I don't give a damn how many laws you got, how many ADA bullcrap and all that. You'll never have it if you don't have enforcement. People have to, it has to be driven into them, the realization that we're people just like they are. And the only way to do that is to put some of these son of a bitches in jail.
Yeah, that's right.
And
you know,
to have a law
see this happen.
That's going to say, hey, we better stop doing this.
Yeah.
These people want to go to work. They're serious.
Yes. That's true.
That's the only way it's going to happen, because all this sweet talk and, you know.
No sweet talk no more.
It's a bunch of bull. Doesn't mean
it's
a damn thing.
See, I'm a sly sweet talker. Don't mess with me. I may sound sweet, but I'm really not. You get what I mean?
Yeah, but that's got nothing to do with it. I'm not talking about that.
Yeah,
I'm talking about enforcement the same way anybody else would have enforcement.
Of course.
The average person walks into a job, you know, who's able-bodied and seeing everything. They don't say how you're going to do the job. They want to know if you can do the job. There's a big difference.
Right. Yes.
A big difference.
Yes.
They know how the person's going to do the job. The person's going to walk over to the desk or whatever, look, see this, I can read this, I read this. See, we don't have that.
That's correct.
So they know. They may not want that particular person because they got somebody else who's sharper or better. That's a different story. But we don't
That's
even have the damn
story.
Opportunity to walk over to the desk and read the friggin' thing.
Or even or even say, for example, if they have a mobility impairment. We don't even have the ability, say, for example, to actually write on a piece of paper or even speak the words that we need to, or even have the height of the desk in the proper fashion.
I'm just using
even
that
have
as an example.
Anything.
I'm talking about
just giving
everything.
I'm just saying, I'm giving everybody the picture that they need to see.
Well, the damn desk
ought
to be adjustable. What the hell is the big deal?
Everything needs to
whatever
be there.
Whatever you need.
Everything.
Whatever you
need.
Every
single aspect, exactly. And it has to be done to the person who's the worst disabled. I'm sorry. You can't just have it to the minimum. I'm sorry. You cannot. It gets me aggravated when people say, oh, we only need it to be just the bare minimum. We don't need to make it this, that. And, our code is just to this. No,
you
I don't
have to cover
care.
Everybody.
That's right.
Otherwise, it doesn't mean a damn thing.
It doesn't mean a darn thing. No.
Inner Sight. Open mic brought to you by the Big East, the key to rescue, Tom's River, New Jersey, and my good friend Joanne Diamond.
Give me a moment, I just need to step off 2 seconds. Okay, just 2 seconds,
yeah.
I'll be right back.
I want to thank her for the food, and now I believe she's going to, send the medicine for my girl, her arthritis helper, all right, the joint rescue. Thank you so much. Big East, 609-388-7004. You want to call them. Adopt a Nikita around the world. Open mic and Kennedy Realty. Islip, New York. 631-888-1186. Buy a house, sell a house, or just get some good info. Call Mr. Kennedy. And he's very knowledgeable about real estate. Any question you have, he'll be able to handle it. If he doesn't know the answer, he'll find it. All right, Kennedy Realty, around the world. Nobody stopped on Long Island on the open mic. And my friend Gary.
Mm-hmm.
You can dial him at 631-484- 3085, dog food, cat food, and medical. Nobody starves on Long Island. Long Island Connection, good friends of ours.
Yes.
All right. Help people. They reach out and try to get people food and clothing and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Long Island Connection. So check them on the Facebook. Inner Sight around the world, open mic. Good Mojo Printers, SuttonInsurance.com, TruhaLawCenter.com. Some of the people who have helped us in the past, and hopefully we'll be dealing with them again in the future.
Yeah.
All right. And I want to say hello to my dear, dear friend, Michelle Charlesworth, her husband, Steve, Isabel, and Jack, and hope all is well with you, Michelle.
Oh.
Hey, you didn't know I was a poet, did you?
Yeah,
all right,
no,
Inner Sight.
We have callers, but my phone decided to reboot and do an Apple update. Oh, I'm ready to scream. So, right now we're doing an Apple update.
Whatever. How about we do the Able News?
We could do that while the stupid thing's updating. Yes, we can. Able is the newspaper for, by, and about the disabled. It has served the disabled community for the past 30 years with all the news that pertains to people with disabilities, including a calendar of events, columns written by various experts, and a variety of informative articles in a large type format. The input of the disabled person is a priority. And they also have a personals page with two marriages. They have a calendar of events. They also have, what do they call that? They have a website that you can go to and download free subscriptions. You could visit ablenews.com and download those free subscriptions today. And back to you, Frank.
Do they have the December issue out yet?
Probably, most likely, but I can't get to it.
It's kind of early, I don't think. November, they probably got November out.
They probably got November, and then probably around the 15th-ish, they have the December one. Maybe a little earlier, but probably around that time, like 12, 15,
I'm just wondering what the latest
what the title is.
Headline is.
It's probably something about the coronavirus or the election, something like that. I don't know. I'm guessing.
They're probably going to do something on the vaccine. I would urge, especially if you're disabled and you're under a doctor's care, I would urge people not to take this vaccine. Very careful.
Yeah, until we get further information and further...
I wouldn't take it. Further information.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't take it regardless.
Frank, listen. You don't even know if your alternative people might take it in the future. You don't know. So let's just make it right now. We don't advise it because of what...
You have
heard.
Your opinion, I have mine. I'm urging people
right. To
stay away from this vaccine. If you want to do something for your immune system,
listen
to Gary Knoll. He's got some really
good information on
how to build your immune system. That's much better than any vaccine.
Because it'll protect you. I totally agree with that.
And especially if you're disabled, you're more vulnerable.
Oh, yes.
Especially if you have...
I'm apprehensive myself.
If you have kidney issues, it's one of the biggest...
Oh, you found out about that? Yeah?
You know, one of the biggest drawbacks of this vaccine.
Really?
People that have kidney, you know, dialysis and all that, don't take that vaccine. It could kill you.
Oh, wow.
All right?
Where did you find out about the kidney issues?
I'll talk about that next week, but I'm just putting it out now in general.
Okay. I found out a little bit more about other stuff.
Are not good for, and then you're going to take this vaccine.
I found out about more other stuff that I have, and I can't take one specific vaccine that I will be mentioning.
A lot of things people have.
Right. So I'm going to mention that. I also have them divided into the four vaccines, and they have specifics on the four vaccines. I found sort of a website, so I might have to go back and really write them down on cards so I can go over them and make it short and specific so I can help.
Well, next Thursday we're going to be doing a program on this, so...
Yeah, no.
But we want to warn people. If you want to look up Dr. Bach in Germany, and you'll see what he says. He's one of the foremost scientists of the world. And I didn't get the guy's name at Stanford, but he's the head epidemiologist in the world. And he's totally he's totally against this vaccine. So these people are not listening to some of the top scientists who are trying to enlighten them.
Yeah. Well, one of the main reasons is it takes 5 years. That's what they said, at least 5 years, they said. And hands down, these people haven't done the due diligence.
Yeah,
mainly.
Right.
And that's a problem. And the other thing, this is a new way in which they're doing this. So that it might be even longer, you know what I'm saying, to research this. We don't even know. So that adds insult to injury during this
process.
Don't
take it.
I haven't decided if I'm ever going to take it or not, but I'm sitting down and waiting to see how people respond to it, honestly.
You know the old saying, when in doubt, don't do it? There it is.
Well, also, when it's not broke, don't fix it. You know, that's another
one.
Yeah,
right.
You know?
Of course.
So that's my theory on it. So I'm just sitting there waiting to see. Now, here's the other thing we haven't talked about. They might require these home health aides. You know, they can't work and get their paycheck unless they take it. That's another thing. So now
they're going to come down on...
Yes, they are. Because my aide said
people
they're required.
People who work, you know, for these agencies. You're damn
and
right.
They did. They told her that she has to take it. Period. End of story.
That's not right. She ought to go to court.
That's right.
She ought to fight him on it.
Yep.
You know.
She has a son, too, who's got asthma. So she's the only supporter of that family. Yeah. It's really a shame that they're requiring her to do that. I mean, really bad asthma. I don't mean light asthma either. I mean, that's a shame.
That's a breathing disorder.
Yeah. And imagine if she brings something in, you know?
Anybody with lung problems should not take that stuff. I'll tell you.
Definitely.
All right, Inner Sight.
I sort of recognize the number, but I'm not going to say anything. it's a 347 number, and it starts with a 210. I'm not going to say the rest because it's private.
Inner Sight.
And if the person would like to.
Let me give the number out. Hold it. 213-816-1650 is the number here. You want to call in, open mic, talk about whatever you want. All right, let's take a phone call.
If they want to speak, they could press 1. They haven't pressed 1 yet. But what's her name? Pressed 1. A nursing home advocate, Maureen. Would you like to take
follow the prompts. They tell you what to do.
Okay.
Let's take a phone call.
We have
a phone call?
Maureen, then. She pressed 1. Okay, here we go.
All right. Inner Sight, open mic. Hello.
Get it. Why?
Hi, guys. Hi, guys. How are you?
Yeah.
How you doing, Scott?
All right. Well, I called the nursing home today, and I got the lady who's pretty good. She explains everything to me. So, no, she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to take it.
Oh, thank you.
And she said she really doesn't want to take it either because she has issues, but I guess she will end up taking it, the lady herself. But it's mainly been well, they don't know which one they're going to get. There's 4 of them. So they're not even sure yet which one they're going to get at the nursing home.
4?
And,
there's four different kinds. There's 4 different kinds,
So anyway,
how do you know they don't give you the wrong one?
Yeah.
Well, how do they know what the right one?
No,
well, I guess the nursing home is
going to
get one just. They're going to get like the whatever they are. I don't even remember
anymore.
Cheapest
one, probably, but that's beside the point.
Which one? What?
Cheapest one, probably.
Oh, probably, no doubt. Oh, yeah, because she said, well, they've been studied, you know, by the CGC, not just the company, you know, so this way they can't, you know, say they're good. And I said, yeah, they can't make enough money on things.
Sorry.
Money. But anyway, so, you know, because my mom, I talked to her today. She wants out. She wants, I'm coming home tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
I said, well, we can't, unfortunately, you know.
Right.
But it's just, now I'm told it's the 16th because somebody had it last week. Well, somebody had it last week, and it was the 4th. I don't know what the hell they're doing today. The truth,
I don't even know when mine is. I called, and they didn't tell me anything. So
yeah.
I got to call again.
Because I have to know when to go for the COVID test, you know, and I have to set up Accessoride for that. I can't just, you know, hop in and go off and, you know.
Me too. I have to set my ride too.
Right. So, you know, I mean, what's going on? How come in all of this we haven't heard anything about the flu? Isn't that usually ongoing by now? People have died by now, and we haven't heard anything about the flu.
You know what? I think they don't think that's such a big deal compared to this thing.
Yeah, but how many people die at the flu each year? So we've just swept that under the carpet now?
I guess so.
Or they'll just be counted in with COVID patients anyway, I guess.
One of the two. Probably.
You know, it's just so... I mean, my poor mom is there. She's lonely. I'm lonely a lot of the time. Why can't we... She doesn't have it. I don't have it. Thank God for both of us. And they're bringing it in, like, 2 or 3 at a time.
This is stupid.
Why don't they take, like, the patient who has it, if they're, you know, when there's a case of a patient, isolate them... and let the other family members come and visit their loved ones.
That's right. I agree.
Now, if there's
if
there's four different vaccines, now hear this scenario. Four different ones, right? Let's say they give you one, and it doesn't work. Then they go to the next one. Then they go. What are they going to do? Try all four?
What the hell are they going to do?
They're going to kill people, the morons.
And what are they? You have to take another one in 3 or 4 weeks from the first shot you get. You have to take the other one, and they have to make sure it's right on time. It can't be delayed any.
Yeah, right.
So this
did the other night on the funnies. If you hear a poof, you better run.
Yeah,
right.
You
we'll
really
probably
run,
be hearing a lot of poops.
Right. Seriously.
This is crazy.
I mean,
this is insanity.
I came across this thing that compared them, and I want to go over it when we do our it compared them, and it actually showed me one of them that I was not allergic, but it interfered with a lot of my medicine, and it made a grave problem in, like, one of them is in particular, and it said, do not take with this and do not take with that and don't do this. And I'm like, oh, I thought it didn't have any side effects, and it didn't harm
you. Yeah, because, I mean,
you and 50 million others.
That's right.
I asked her today, did they study this on people in their 80s? She said, no, it's mainly in their 40s and 50s they studied.
Oh, God.
So, I mean, how do we know how this is going to react on 80-year-olds? And maybe it won't affect them now, maybe in 2 or 3 weeks, you know? I mean, this is
how do we know it's not going to kill? I'm just going to say it straight out.
Exactly.
How do we know it's not going
to
kill?
How do they know which
senior?
One to give the person?
That's right, because I don't think each nursing home is going to get I think they're going
to
get one
particular. I was just about to say that. You read my mind.
Catch the virus by the toe. If the virus says, let me go.
Right.
My mother said to pick this one over here.
Right.
Remember that?
How do they know
which? Remember?
Yeah.
I remember.
Which one to give which nursing
home. But
in
this case.
Right.
In this case. We're going to change the game. Eeny, meeny, moron, mama, mummy, go. Which moron will pick the one to let me know?
That's right.
It's just so scary. It really is.
It's
Friday night.
I better get some sandwiches.
What a bunch of idiots.
Meeny, miny, mo.
I'm telling you, man.
Catch
it. They went to school? They got diplomas? You know, I wouldn't wipe my ass with one of their diplomas. I would not wipe my ass, excuse me, world, with one of their damn diplomas, these doctors.
Right.
They're all a bunch of morons.
Perino
did you see
is
the...
on a roll tonight, ladies and gentlemen. He wouldn't wipe his
damn
butt with
right,
their
man.
Diploma.
Go ahead. Throw me off the air. Go ahead.
Oh, he wants it.
I'm ready for the publicity.
He wants it for the publicity.
I would not wipe my ass with one of these Harvard jackasses.
Neither would I.
Diploma. Gary Noel wouldn't say that, but I'll say it.
But guess what?
No, it's really
I'm
scary.
I'm
going to
say similar. But I'm going to be a little bit of a lady. A little bit of a lady. Just a little.
Let the CNAs who are bringing it in, let them take it. They're the ones bringing it in all the time.
They have to. They have no choice.
Yeah, well, I mean, let them be the ones to take it. They're the ones bringing it in. The patients aren't going anywhere. God knows.
That's right. So if they
take
it.
Well, the ones who have it, I don't believe can take it. How can you take it if you have the virus?
Oh, you mean the CNAs? No, I mean, let
all
of them take it. You know?
Wait a minute.
Maureen, what'd you say?
Sorry.
I said let the CNAs, you know, when they come, let them be the ones to take it, you know?
Yeah, if they don't have the virus.
Yeah,
well, they're supposed to be testing them, you know.
Well,
they're not doing a very good job.
They're supposed to be.
Yeah, well, I mean, like, today I say again, you know, is the visiting still on for the 14th? I said I have to go get the COVID. Oh, well, no, don't go take it yet. Well, you know, The 14th is Monday. The 16th is Wednesday. That's like a week from now. It you have to have it within 7 days, you know. So, now, my mom is still in bed. You know how I was told by the nurse yesterday or the she's been up every day that I've been here since last week. And my mom and the girl making the phone call both said she's in bed, and I have it on tape.
Oh, jeez.
So why isn't she being gotten out of bed?
It's sort of like
so
my mom.
I tried.
Sort of like my
what,
mom.
Susan?
My mom says,
yeah.
Oh, I love being in bed. I said, you're in bed now? I get.
No.
I then
no.
then all the fumes and all the blood just boils to my brain, and then
yeah.
I go straight and I call the nurse's station. You gotta hear me.
Mm-hmm.
Then I become a wild, crazy woman. You probably
and what did they
all
say?
The way to
what
Queens.
Did they? Why did
they?
They
say to me,
in bed?
"Oh, she's out of bed." I said, "Bull! Don't tell me she's out of bed because she just don't. Oh, you know her. She has them." I said, "Don't even go there."
Yeah.
Don't even
you
go
know,
there.
I always trusted this
That's
place.
What you gotta
I'm beginning
do. Go
not
there.
To now.
Yeah, but the
you
problem
know?
Is I can't. How could I go there? Yeah. I can't. That's the, they got the benefit of the doubt when I can't go there. That's the problem.
You know, I was thinking too. They won't let us in. To the nursing home. They don't
right.
let visitors in much to the hospital. Could
okay.
it be that they're keeping us out for other reasons?
Yes.
Like maybe this is being blown out of proportion and it's not, you know, what the media is making it
or
out to be?
Vice versa.
Could that be?
Or vice versa. Either that or vice versa.
You know?
Both ways.
I mean, maybe they're keeping us out for other reasons other than, you know, so they don't get it there. You know,
I think
you know, I just
both.
Don't. When I hear that, you know, she's been out of bed, and then I call and they call and she's in bed.
I
don't
put
trust
anything
them anymore.
Past them.
I wouldn't put anything past them either.
But I was thinking maybe there's a reason they're keeping people out of the hospitals and the nursing homes because maybe this
oh, yeah.
whole thing is. I mean, yes, there's deaths, but maybe it's not as bad as
is
they're
there?
Making it out to be. You know what I mean?
Who knows?
And
anymore.
People would witness that? I'm just saying this on my own. I don't have any proof.
Or the other way around. There's more death and people would witness, you know, vice versa. I think it's both, Maureen, honestly. In some hospitals, it's more death and nursing homes. In other hospitals and nursing homes, it's less. That's what I think. There's no rhyme or reason to this. There really is.
Yeah.
And
I
think that people
know.
Have eyes and people have mouths and they would say things about it. That's what I think.
Mm. Yeah. And then those other two yesterday kidding around at the end of the press conference, I didn't see it, but I heard about it.
A
lot of people were criticizing because, you know, we have a disease that's killing people. We have a disease that's killing people's livelihoods and their money's
Everything,
going.
Yeah.
And these two jokers,
oh, God.
One, of course, was worse than the other one. But they were both
well, they're
bad,
making money
but.
On it. I don't care.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, how insensitive
heartless?
Can you be, you know?
That's right. How heartless.
I guess we're going for our Academy Award now. We won the Emmy Award, so I guess now we're planning for the Academy
Who was
Award.
Doing this, by the way? I'm curious. I didn't
I thought you said you heard it yesterday. I thought you said you saw
it. I heard
it
a little bit, but I didn't
it was,
see who the person was.
It was Fauci. And you know who?
You're kidding me.
The one that, you know, our governor.
Oh, man. I didn't see who it was, but I thought it was. I wasn't sure.
It
oh,
was
wow.
The two of them.
Oh, that's horrible.
At the end of
well,
the first
Well, it's not
conference.
Surprising. That's how they are.
No, it's not surprising to me. I'm not surprised by it, but it's really heartless.
Mm-mm. It is.
And
it's very hot.
In the beginning of the conference, they seemed so concerned. But now they're
oh,
joking
yeah, right.
at the end.
That's where they'll get their Academy Award for, being so concerned.
Yeah, I know.
That's where the acting comes in.
<That's>
I mean, how?
Well,
you know, they
they're
got
not
a
even
lot
good
of
actors.
Stuff.
They're lousy actors.
No, they're not.
No.
They're not.
But it really is cruel, insensitive, and heartless to think they could be doing that at the end of a press conference that's so vital to, You know, and what's with the other guy in the 100-day mask? What happens after the 100 days? We can free ourselves of them, or what's the 100-day mask?
I don't know.
I still don't understand that.
I think
that.
It's to make sure that we get the vaccine going. I don't know what that's about.
And planes are flying here pretty good today. Planes are, so we're traveling. I was talking to our friend in Canada yesterday. She said they're banned from flying, but they're going pretty good here.
You know what I think? I really I think that America just doesn't take this seriously. That's
who
what
doesn't?
I think. America just doesn't take this stuff seriously. And they really should. They should begin to take it seriously. Do something about it, period. If you really want
to
do something, they should continue with the economy, yes, but have your regular home life and everything, you know, be a little bit more stringent and more restricted, a little bit more restricted. You know, yes, you're going to have to bite the bullet a little bit for 1 year. Big deal, you know.
Well, I think what gets people, too, are the two sets of rules because you can't do this, you can't, but they could protest galore.
Right.
And they could be demonstrating, and the others can go on, the politicians can go on vacations and to
That's
weddings
true.
In other countries,
right.
And
nobody
they don't have to
do
wear
it.
Their mask, and I think people resent that.
I agree.
You know?
I agree. And even, I'll tell you even a step further, not only the politicians, but the actors and actresses, let's go even a step further.
Mm-hmm.
That too. And the newscasters and everything.
It's
you know?
Two sets of rules. You know, we have to obey one set of
and
rules,
the
and they can do
and the poor. There's a a divide, a big divide. And some days I wish I had enough money to get my own island and get the heck out.
Well, you know,
I
said a few years ago, even before all this mess started, I said because all these condos are going up everywhere, I said this city is going to just be for the rich. And the homeless. And that's what it's going to be. And I said they should take the stars off the flag and put up little dollar signs because that's all that actually boils down to. Money, money, money. That's the goal.
Well, there was a report earlier on NBC, and I hope it's true. It said that the United States is refusing to buy any more vaccine from these companies. And I hope it's damn true.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I would presume that you know President Trump is behind that.
Mm. For what reason? What did they say?
What they didn't give a reason, but they said it's refusing to buy any.
But isn't he the one that got them?
I don't know.
Isn't he the one that did the warp speed so that they would get here faster?
I think
that's
the doctors advised him on this.
I think people
thing.
Are concerned more than anything. You know. I mean, everybody's concerned. They need more
research.
I think
research. More people are concerned now, too, you know, because you just don't know what is in it. And if it's going to affect
people.
I'm
scared, honestly.
They have to build their immune system. That's what
right.
to do.
No,
that's
I'm
what
saying,
to do.
Yes, that's correct.
That's the most
but
important
you know what?
Thing.
I'm saying in the vaccine, okay, they're concerned about that vaccine. They don't want it, period. That's what people are concerned about.
Yeah, you don't want it,
that's,
you don't take it.
They don't want it. That's right.
You don't take it.
Well, I'm a healthcare proxy, so the lady said today, I said, you know, dude, you have to get consent. She said, yeah. She said, we'll call you. She said, she didn't even say my mom. She said, we'll call you. You know, so that I can.
I'm hoping that they do that for my mom. I'm hoping they don't skip over that.
Well, you're her healthcare
proxy?
And I hope
my aunt doesn't try to pull a fast one if they can't get in touch with me for whatever reason.
Well,
I hope she doesn't say, give it to her. I'll give it
nobody can be forced to take it in a nursing home.
Would I be pissed off?
Well, you're her healthcare proxy, right?
And my aunt's the backup.
Yeah. Then they should contact you. So.
All right. Innocent. We have any other phone calls?
Right now, Hold on, let me check. We have that one other phone call. But let me see if the person would like to speak, okay? Hold on. Oh,
all right.
Wait a minute.
213-816-1650. You want to call in, open mic, talk about whatever you want.
Okay.
And keep it clean.
No, they went off. They didn't.
All right.
They didn't. Did
all off. Right. So, Maureen, we're going to move on. You have anything else?
Okay. I just hope this ends at some point in our lifetimes. I don't even.
Don't stop.
I don't even know how next
apartment.
Year.
Listen.
Well, I don't even know how
to
I'm
going to
do that.
Think positively.
Even, you know?
Think positive.
Yeah, it was
thought.
Heartbreaking today. It was heartbreaking again today when
you
know, and
place.
I'm thinking, what the hell? I mean, we're both negative. Why can't we be with each other? This is.
Listen.
You know?
You've got to think positive thoughts because positive thoughts attract positive thoughts and positive energy. Do you
right.
understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know? I'm serious.
I know. No.
I mean, I'm guilty of it. I am 1,000% guilty of what you're doing right now. So if anybody could tell you, I can. And I'm always negative.
You're 100%. What did you say? I'm sorry, Suzanne. Say it again.
Guilty of it. I am myself.
Oh. Yeah.
You know, so if anybody could tell you, I can.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know. It's just,
I mean, I could really tell you that I think negatively. And I'm going to say to you, don't think negatively anymore. It's hard, but...
You're
going to
say what?
Feel hard.
I don't know.
Don't think negatively anymore.
Yeah. I know it's just
hard.
When you get up and you hear everything go in over this
but think
and that.
Of the things that you're grateful for. That's the things that will help you propel you forward. Think
right.
of the things
yeah.
that you're grateful for. And I,
mm-hmm.
I learned that today. Write the things
yeah.
down that you're grateful for.
Yeah,
you know, even if you
yeah.
have to, you know, just sit down and talk them into your recorder, right? You know,
yeah.
talk into your recorder.
Yeah.
And keep talking every day, just so you
right.
every day have a little, you know, thing, talk session to yourself and
right.
talk it into your
yeah.
recorder if you have to. What am I
yeah,
grateful for
true.
Today? And then play it back. And you'll
right.
hear it.
Right.
So, oh, wow, I am grateful for that.
That's
you know?
A good
yeah.
idea, but look for a place.
Yeah.
You got to get her out, get a place, get
yes.
her out of there.
Yes.
Yeah. I know. Yep.
All right. In a sight.
Gotta get you out of there.
We're on
okay.
television tomorrow
right.
night.
Take care, Maureen. Okay.
Okay. You guys too. Take care. Bye-bye.
All right. Take care, honey. Bye-bye.
Tomorrow
okay.
night, 11 o'clock, 1997, Channel 3 on the Spirit. Manhattan Neighborhood Network, and Thursday night, 7:30, Channel 20, Long Island. So check us out. And once again, I want to thank the people who contributed
yeah.
to the PayPal.
Yeah.
We greatly appreciate that, and we're hoping you know, we'll get some more contributors so we can keep In a Sight alive and continue and keep advocating for a lot of these things that I haven't heard any other group advocating.
Mm.
I mean, I wish
we would all... I
wonder
if that was some GoFundMe, remember?
Get together
mm.
and stand up, you know, the In a Sight way. What?
I wonder if that was from GoFundMe, remember?
I don't know. They said it was from PayPal.
No, I meant the donation, remember?
I don't know. I didn't get an email from GoFundMe. Usually they send you an email and tell you.
Oh, they do. Okay. Well,
I didn't get one.
I'll take a look and see if
from
I
PayPal.
Can find out when it was donated. I'm looking.
All right. If you
want to
call in...
Looking.
Open mic 213-816-1650, and my big question is, where the hell is the stimulus?
Yeah, right.
You know, people need help. 7 months without
yeah.
stimulus. They say it started in March. April, May, June, July, August, September, October. November, December, it's going to be Christmas. We've only gotten 1 month. And I'll tell you something else that's really going to blow my mind. If they send us a lousy 1 month and think that that's it, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They ought to give us all those months that they didn't give us. People
that's
need
right.
help.
That's right.
So no stimulus, politicians goofing off with each other, making jokes, and I can make jokes too. You look like jackasses.
That's right.
You know?
When you make a joke.
And no stimulus.
That's right.
And I don't know what's going to happen with that, but I feel very disappointed in the president. And I voted for him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not afraid to say it. I voted for him. But you know what? I'm beginning to feel I'm sorry I voted for him.
Mm.
Really.
Yeah.
So there you have it. He should be helping us. He should be making sure we get that retroactive stimulus of people who need help. There it is, world. Around the world, in a sight. And all those politicians in Washington are all very well taken care of.
That's true. They should have all of their stuff taken away just for a little bit to see the taste of what it feels like, just for a little while, just to feel that little stress, and then maybe they'll have a little fire under their butt, so they can.
Nothing wrong with learning a lesson, even if you are over 70.
Yeah. That's right.
Nothing wrong.
I don't mean to make
live
harm. No, it's just to make them a little aware. Yeah, I'm not hurting anybody. I just want
a lot of
aware. For a month. Well, yeah, I want them for a month to feel what's going on. I don't know. Maybe that's how I feel right now. You know?
No maybe about it. They haven't done their job. They shouldn't get paid.
Yep.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And in many cases, we're doing their job.
We are.
Trying to get accessibility and fight this system. At the same time with this confused virus.
That's right.
We're the ones who are doing the job of the politicians that they should be doing.
How many times, that's right, how many times have we stood up to a lot of things and tried to advocate for people and try to get things done for people when they've just stood there? Just stood there.
Yeah, the politicians haven't done a damn thing.
Oh, we can't do that. We don't know how to do that. Or that's political suicide. Or that's this. Or that's that.
Crazy.
How do you justify that? You can't justify that. That's
they don't
disgusting.
Do their job.
That's right.
They're not doing
it's
their
the only
job.
Way. No, they're not.
You don't do your job, you shouldn't get paid.
I think so.
Everybody knows that.
Or if you don't do your job or you don't know how, you shouldn't be paid for that little thing until you learn how, I think. Isn't that the way it's supposed to be? Or you get training pay. You get training pay. That's what it should be. You're in training again. You're an apprentice. You don't get your full pay. You get training pay. Let them go all the way down to minimum wage, not their very high salary. Don't let their family suffer. I'm not going to let their family suffer, but I'll let them go all the way down to the pay that we're getting. Yeah. Let them feel
well, they
how
have,
it is
they
to
have so
pay.
Much.
Yeah.
Most of them have so much money put away that they wouldn't suffer, believe me.
Oh, yeah, they'll eventually start to suffer. Because they're used to spending the glorious salaries that they usually have and meeting the demand of the family. Believe me, they'll start suffering a little. Yeah, they will. I know it. Yeah.
All right. In a site, open mic 213-816-1650, and I hear that Mr. Giuliani is doing better.
Yeah.
I hope it's true.
Yeah, I heard that.
And I'm glad for that.
I am too.
All
that's
right.
That's like a big glad. I mean, I don't mean any harm to anybody. Never did.
And the other the day when we were listening to Gary Noel, I heard Gary talk about that substance that the FDA doesn't approve of. And Gary said it's good stuff. Now, coming from him.
Oh, yes. Hydroxychloroquine.
Yes. Yeah.
He was talking about that. And I thought it to be very interesting.
Yeah, he's saying that it's a natural stuff.
It is.
It's good.
I know from when I read about it, it does have some zinc in it, I think. I'm not exactly sure. And it also has Q-certain in it, too, I think.
Yeah.
I have to read
but they,
up.
But they don't want
to get
people
the
to take
substances. No, they don't.
You see? They don't want people to take it. Why not?
I have to get, I don't know.
What does it cost?
Very little. Very,
where do you buy
little.
It?
Oh, it needs a prescription.
Oh,
you could
right.
get it from probably Africa for over the counter. Seriously.
Very, very little. Well, what do you mean? Like $5 a bottle?
About, yeah.
Well, you see, that's why they don't want people to take it. They can't make money on it.
That's right.
They're not going to make any money on it.
Yeah.
If they get a dollar out of every bottle, that's not enough for them. They're selfish bastards.
Yeah, or even, I mean, seriously, that's probably what they'll get.
Yeah. But that's why they don't want people to take it.
Right.
See? Well, I'm with Gary Noel. He takes the vaccine, I'll take it.
Yeah.
That's my criteria, and that's what I suggest people do.
Yeah.
Listen to Gary.
Exactly.
Listen to Dr. Calipé and Dr. Brock in Germany and all the others.
Yeah. They say, oh, wow, it's safe enough now to take it. Then you take it. If it's not, then you don't. Simple.
Well, I don't think that stuff will ever
easy.
Be safe. I think, you know, they'll tell you to take something
else. You know why?
Else.
Because they never, ever, ever tested it properly. And that's my opinion on it. And I hope to God my husband doesn't take it. I really do.
You never
really?
Know who's going
mean,
to take it.
I think.
And they pay you to take it.
That's the problem.
Now, what's that all about?
Don't know. And why
it's
would
so bad
take
they
got to
pay you.
Why would you take something if it was, you know?
Because they want you to take it.
You know.
And I bet you any money you got to sign a release.
Probably. If something happens, blah, 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 blah.
You can't sue
you know,
them.
Yeah. I mean, that's terrible.
Well, like I said the other night, make sure the damn check clears if you're going to do it before you take the stuff. Hell yeah. All right, and
I
will be with you.
Oh, I can't take hydroxychloroquine. It has sulfur in it. Damn it. I'm having trouble.
Tomorrow night's show
natural.
Is all the, you know, we're going to talk about how the state controls all these programs that people in the nursing homes tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And Thursday night is what? Is that the vaccine show?
Are we
going
to do it then, or can we do it the following week? You just said the following week earlier.
We'll do it next week. All right, Thursday night.
Next week? What do we want to do Thursday night? We'll figure it out.
I don't know.
Yeah.
But we got to get out
we'll
of here.
It
Inner
out.
Sight
all right.
means freedom, advocates for the disabled. I want to thank Suzanne's co-host engineer, all our listeners, all our callers, and once again, thanks for the donations. Whoever you are, keep them coming.
Yes,
you know?
It was a while ago, by the way. It's not on this year. It was before that.
I wish it was 53 million. Boy, we could really.
Aww. But be thankful for just what you got.
Get this thing going. Anyway, thank you so much. Inner Sight means freedom. Advocates for the disabled. Phone number 631-224. 3090. Wild oil of oregano, apple cider vinegar, good things to build up the immune system. I learned a new one, ginger and garlic, a Korean drink. Ginger and garlic with blueberries on the side.
Ooh, that sounds interesting.
Koreans' version of build the immune system.
Wow.
In a sight around the world. Thank you so much. Be with you tomorrow night. Goodbye, world. Inner sight. Good night, everybody. Thank you. Inner sight.
Good night, everyone.